mental place ever. And then sex tape, and then Rosemary. Those are my three favorite songs by them. And I really hope you enjoyed this show. I was having some technical difficulties on the Spinatron end of things, and it was making me really frustrated. But then I realized it's not that serious. So yeah, I hope you enjoy. I don't think there's a show after me, so I'm going to just put on automation. And I hope you enjoy your night. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I don't even know if I did the thing. This is Garden Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you. Come back next Wednesday/Thursday at midnight to 1 a.m. if you want to hear more of this. Thank you.
I've got no shackles. You can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles, where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You
You're just a thought that someone, somewhere, somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know why you are here. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Time that I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of walls will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions, the news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood, and if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name. Thank you.
could stop, stop it, we're in. We could bind it in the sieve. We could gather, throw a fit.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits? Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly.
Meet me in Downbeats. Titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod, with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date, it's a scam, whatever, whatever, alright.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Oh,
Hi, this is Enmi, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This used to be Edami last semester, but we took out this special character, so now it's Enmi. Thing with two names in it, Eden and Hami. But actually, it's Brooklyn Baby 99. Yeah, anyways, that was just some My Bloody Valentine and Oil? I don't know. Which are both examples of shoegaze. But now we're gonna have Your World is Internally Complete by Street Trip coming up next. And some other good tunes. Okay.
Your mind, your mind's invincible.
Okay, so we're gonna do mic testing.
Is it working? Can you hear me?
Oh. Wait, can you say something?
Is it working?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you try mic 3?
Yeah, this is mic 4. Or mic 3? Okay.
Is this... No, mic 4. This is mic 4.
Yeah, yeah, I got
you. What about mic 3?
Okay, hold on. Wait a second.
Do you want to say something now?
Yucky?
Is...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's working great.
Is Miguel there?
I love you.
Yagi, also known as Yak, also known as Yaki, also known as Zakuchi.
Are you sure?
Just
it's
said, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You both sound beautiful. And anyways,
what should we talk about?
Yagi just said hi and love.
Is Miguel there?
Miguel, if you're out there.
I'm an available mango.
Also hit up Yakuchi because they are in available mango. Yes?
My mango is always available to you. I never block you, Miguel.
It started.
Anyways, this is all an experimental sound project. Thank you.
Do you think the FFA would fine us?
The FFA?
What's the FFA?
Farmers. Wait, the Federal Farmers Association?
What is that radio thing called? What are they called?
WFO?
No.
What?
They bought the one that was.
Anyways, this is also a reminder that you are listening to 91.5 FM, yeah. WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Anyways, continue what you're saying.
What is the. It's a governmental. They fine us if we curse.
I don't know what you
mean. It doesn't matter, I guess.
Anyways, if anybody out there is actually carefully listening to this and think they would like to report us, please don't.
Is Miguel there?
We love music and
we love
radio.
What?
Music and radio.
We do love music.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of music?
What's
the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh my god. Wait, where is that coming from?
It's a long story. But, I just think it's a good icebreaker.
Oh, wait. Is that, did Miguel tell you that? Okay.
Yeah.
There's an inside joke.
But wait, I think
story.
It's a valid question. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
I was in fifth grade, and I had a really deep crush on this other kid my age.
What was their name?
His name is Riley Cox.
Riley?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't say the whole thing. Actually, his name was not Riley.
What if Riley was listening right now?
That'd be embarrassing. Why are you listening to Boston radio? Actually, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, but basically
right.
Boston, but basically Massachusetts. I'm from North Carolina, by the way, so I don't think you can find me. But anyways, the worst thing that ever happened to me was when Riley, I basically kind of confessed my 3-year long little elementary school girl feelings to Riley on a post-it note, I like you.
Right?
Dang.
Snooze fest. What is the interesting part?
And then basically, you know, two check boxes. Do you like me or do you not like me type thing, right?
Okay.
And then I
and
leave
Riley
it.
And checked no.
Shut up. That felt like cursing. But it wasn't.
Shut the frick up.
Anyways, I leave it in his little desk because there's obviously that cubby, but it was in a desk form. Anyways, and then we have a bathroom break, so my heart is beating. Actually, I think it was lunch.
This is a lot of emotions for a fifth grader. I feel like I wouldn't have thought this.
I know. But it was 3 years. I liked this other boy for no reason.
When will
please.
Here's out that you're a lesbian?
Stop.
Wait, when is that part?
Hold on. This is
the
after.
I'm waiting.
Stop. Just. Shut up.
Wait, don't curse.
No, but anyways, we come back, and then he looks in his desk, and my heart's beating because I also sit diagonally from him, across I can see him in his reaction, and this man or this little boy has audacity to stand up, and take the post-it note and rip it into pieces and throw it away. And literally my classroom was like a box trailer classroom. So it wasn't that big. And I was in the little reader's corner sitting and sinking into a beanbag. And people were telling me, Mommy, guess what he did to your post-it note? And I was like, no. Like, what Riley had the audacity to do to my little love confession note.
I feel like maybe that was, like, just...
It was racist, homophobic, and transphobic. And now I realize I'm a lesbian. That is when...
What part is the worst thing,
though? Oh.
The lesbian
That
part.
The first person I ever had a crush on did not like me back, and they ripped up my feeling. Yeah, it's not that deep. It's okay.
Do
I'm like way over it.
The pain. The fifth grade pain.
Wait, is that like actually the worst thing that has ever happened to you?
No.
Is that just the reverse story?
No. It's all true, but it's not the worst thing. Yeah. I'm not gonna put my trauma out there.
What is the worst thing?
No. Yeah. What about you? Yeah. Taking a minute.
I know, right? I don't know what to say to this. Like,
someone else knows.
Who even knows?
Like, can you tell, like, how many people are, like, online?
There's a way to tell, but, like...
There's, 22 listeners
right
now.
It always says 22, though, for us, for some reason.
There's
Maybe
two more.
Maybe the worst thing that ever happened to me was us doing a radio show at 3 a.m.
Yeah, actually, that was, actually...
That made me feel a lot of feelings that it didn't.
Actually, now there's 24 listeners, so, like, you can't say nobody's listening if there are more people.
Maybe it's bots.
Are you real? People out there. People out there. Yucca cheese
like
yawning. Yeah, I don't know. What songs
what
have
about
we played?
You,
huh?
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
I think.
Is that like a piano note?
Huh?
Yeah. What? I'm gonna crack a rib when I get home. I'm gonna bury you in my favorite hole.
That was really impressive.
You can do it. Everyone can do it. I think you have to have
But yours feel like they feel like they like go with the like tempo you're like patting your neck at.
Well, I'm good. I'm
yeah. Brooklyn Baby's a big
boss.
Boss.
Brooklyn Baby moves.
Yeah. If you're not from look in Brooklyn, New York.
Shout out to all my Brooklynites.
Where's Miguel?
What about my southern girlies?
It's so beautiful. She's so beautiful.
My furry.
Oh. Yakuji is showing us pictures of their cats.
I did not know this.
Did you go?
No.
Because I saw them.
Oh, wait, saw who?
All the furries for FurryCon.
Are we gossiping on live air? We respect furries. We stand with furries. We stand with the furry that got the 2019 no-fly list.
I'm never gonna think of that.
Wait, what did it say?
Are those its pronouns?
Yeah, it's its pronouns.
What did it say?
It was like three. Yeah, but what was before that? Holly freaking bingle.
Let me wait.
Yeah, that's what our king.
Okay, wait, don't you think that'd be such a cute couple's costume? Like someone is wait, the
Eden, how do
yes,
you play
that? Absolutely.
How do you
play next this Halloween?
How do you play gut microbes?
Gut microbes?
I don't think you can play it. I think when I installed the instructions, it was just like, are you supposed to run around and like
wait,
help
yeah,
you? It's like a study.
Gut game. Microbes battle. Fight for good microbes and healthy nutrition.
Yeah. But like,
this is so weird.
I'm like, how to completely own an airline in 3 steps.
Do you hear the siren?
Do you think that's for us?
Oh my gosh. That'd be very embarrassing. What are the ops here for?
Now there's some weird discourse on this.
How do you
wait, what's
the
what discourse?
I don't know.
Wait, Eden?
Yeah.
How do you play this game?
Do you guys like playing Tetris?
No,
I love playing Tetris.
Huh?
Are you good at Tetris? What? No, it's amazing.
It
and
kind of stress me out. It would just make me frustrated.
My highest score is like 244,000. But like,
game.
That's
so
not
cool.
That good.
Are you gonna play music?
No, it's not that cool. I'm just a nerd.
I like the talking right now, to be honest.
Yes.
Is that the game?
Yeah.
What is that sound? I don't have those sounds in my brain.
Wait, Eden, do you like talking? Or do you want
I do like talking.
Okay.
Do you like talking?
Yeah.
I wish I knew people were listening to us.
There was 24 people.
I think my dad listened to us.
Wait, is he actually right now?
No, but last semester he'd always send me a text, be like, I loved the show.
Oh my gosh, my indie hyperbop
king. Shout out to dad.
Like,
shout
really
out to Mr. Brooklyn Baby.
I think the game was not meant to be played. I think it was meant to be, like, botched.
Are you bomb-botched or bomb-blessed?
Ooh.
That's a big question.
Good question.
How did Yak get here?
Literally, I know, right? Like, running into you, Yak, was like a mirage, honestly.
You guys got a special guest tonight.
You're such a real one for coming with us, too.
Yeah.
Oh, heart emoji.
Like,
wait, Yak, when we get back, can we go down to the vending machine?
Can I come with you guys?
Yes.
I got stuff from 7-Eleven if y'all want some.
No, but like...
No, but I don't want to take your stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I got a 40% off coupon.
No.
Hey.
Wait, what stuff, though?
What?
I have to get up at 7:30.
Wait, what?
Every Thursday.
Oh my god. I know.
Wait,
sorry,
did you just...
No, I said, dude, what?
Oh.
That's not our
I'm so
thing.
Confused by this.
Wait, are you making fun of my lisp?
No. If I wanted to, I would, but I'm not going to. I don't know what lisp.
I'm going to kick Brooklyn Baby out of the studio.
Literally. But you don't have a lisp. And if you did, it'd be okay, but you don't. I have a lisp.
I had beef with John today.
So I've heard. Let's
Why?
Talk about it on live air. Go.
Wait, what did you hear?
No. You guys just had another standoff.
Ooh, who wants
tell
a
us,
standoff?
Wait, can you bring the mic closer to Yak?
Oh, it's not very interesting.
No. Talk. Speak your truth.
Literally.
Wait. Yeah.
Speak.
Ooh, mama. We did not break any equipment in this studio. Now talk. It's okay. Wait, no, somebody hold the mic.
Any of these are working.
No, they are working. They're headphones.
They are?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not very interesting.
Go ahead.
Okay, how do I summarize what... So... Oh, basically, I'm going to one-up my manager by making a superior space... there's this room in the craft center that's been abandoned, and I'm gonna severely mod it. And this person, oh wait, actually, I don't want to reveal, but basically this person's name rhymes with John, and I'm gonna become Don, and like one day, like after I severely mod the space and it becomes usable, like there's gonna be, so basically the place that we work at, it's like a fruit acronym, like when you say it fast, it sounds like apple, but it's like kind of like a makerspace. But basically, the place that I'm gonna mod, after I'm done modding it, it's gonna be called another fruit acronym related to makerspace. Right now, yeah, it's like, wait, let me find the fruit acronyms that ChatGPT generated.
I didn't know there were multiple rooms. I need to go to Craft Center again.
Please come.
When do you go?
I think I might go this week. I think Isabel and I are going this weekend.
Wait, really?
Yeah, please come. Tomato. Okay. Shit, where did I put it? Chat GPT. Okay, wait. Actually, I might have to go on my... Okay, what? This isn't very interesting, but basically...
Wait, why do you have to go?
Oh, no. Like, I have to find the log with all of the fruit acronyms.
Okay.
But, are we gonna resume the music?
Are you not going to finish your story?
Well, the story is just like, I'm feeling blocked by this person whose name rhymes with John, and I'm going to pretend to, so I'm going to like become a superior manager, but like non-hierarchy in this like room.
Y'all heard it here first on the UFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Eventually, there will be people in the Apple, and they're gonna say, hey, have you met Don at the Tomato? And then... and... But I haven't figured out what tomato... I think ChatGPT was like, tomato stands for, like, technology optimization, maker artistic technology optimization.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
What's gonna be in there?
AstroTurf, soldering irons, 3D printer.
They're allowing
that in class. Oh, they're already there. But please contribute. The floor, the walls. Yeah.
Don is going to be making this co-op.
I'm so excited for that.
I'm excited too. Apple? Please come on Saturday.
So please come. And support.
Crafty again.
Yeah. Oh, I have this like FM transmitter. I have to like test out all of it. But you can like transmit your voice onto the radio.
I was thinking about how TUPD called me.
Oh yeah, TUPD called me and asked me if I was old enough.
Wait, Yak, what snacks did you get?
What?
Wait, what did you get from 7-Eleven?
I got instant ramen, dry fruit, Kinder Bueno, gummies, peach gummies.
Wait, Eden, can you hold the mic to Yak?
I got instant ramen, peach gummies, dried fruit, chocolate.
I like hearing your voice.
I don't like my
voice. Yeah, good cheese. It's not like their voice.
I like your voice.
But we love their voice.
Wait, is it true that if you put your hands, like, in front of your ears, like, you'll hear what you actually sound like? Like this? I don't know.
I think both of you and everybody listening to this sounds beautiful.
I think you have a good voice, too.
I really like your voice, Ami.
Yeah, everyone loves Ami's voice. What do you think of my voice,
Ami? What, your voice sounds like? Wait, you, if you haven't seen the TikTok that I'm going to talk about, you should probably see it. This guy details his unfortunate series of unfortunate events in Paris, where one of them, he was called having a lazy voice by the person whose apartment
he was buying from.
Wait, can you speak?
Can I what?
Can you speak? Day in the life of Brooklyn, baby.
I'm just tired. I like her. It's TMI.
Anyways. Brooklyn, baby.
Yes.
Well, I'll find a song.
Should we do it with a song?
Do you want to sing on top of this song? Yeah. Yeah. Are you gonna start? And start the original song?
Yeah, I'll start. Like
Wait, no, I have like bootleg apps like on my iPad, like specifically.
Okay. Wait, point the mic to the iPad.
Okay, wait, sorry, what kind of
it has to be like facing.
Does that work?
You're like mushing the mic.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Work. Like you have to hold the bars.
Can I do?
Oh yeah, just do that.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I have on my iPad tonight.
Yak's gonna pull up their iPad. We have 4 minutes.
Is anyone even out for us though?
No.
But I do want to get out of here, so...
Yeah, I gotta go to sleep. I gotta get up at 7:30.
Do you want to come over for instant ramen?
I
want
to go to the vending machine, but I think I'll after that.
Wait, what are you gonna get from the vending machine?
I don't know.
I don't have anything interesting. I just have Twerk Run, and Color Match.
Play something.
I can compose an original.
Do you want to compose something? On Mendel Tone Light.
What's that?
It's this like bootleg, like.
What's that? Oh my gosh, wait.
You can like. You can cause mutations and then breed. Messed up one.
This is
and then there's like. But you can like change the pattern.
This is such a played 5 songs and don't for the rest. And Yak is making some fire.
This isn't very loud. I don't think you can hear it. Okay.
No, we can hear.
Okay. Load a different one. Is anyone actually listening to this?
Yes.
Miguel hasn't been responding to my emojis. But yeah. Shall we go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, I already.
This is.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. Yeah. Yak. Yakuji? Yagi? Yes. Yeah. And now we're gonna get some fire snacks.
We're gonna cook.
Yeah. Let us cook.
Literally.
And we will see you maybe, probably.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Have a good night, everybody. And I hope you are all bomb blessed. Thank you. Yeah.
Are they off?